grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is the lesson which you heard just a moment ago, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 7. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, a buddy pays you back for yesterday's lunch in the dining hall with a crisp $5 bill. And you feel good. You open your mail and find a federal income tax refund check. And you feel good. Your bank statement says that you have X many dollars in your account. And even though your interest this month is 79 cents, these days, you still feel pretty good. At least, you've still got X many dollars in your account. Now, it may be that you feel good simply because you've got cash in hand. In fact, you may feel like a genius because you haven't lost your shirt in the market like the rest of us. But maybe, just maybe, the reason you feel so good is because your greenback, your refund check, your FDIC-insured savings account is backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. Or maybe not. But maybe it should be. Maybe that should be the reason that you feel so good. I mean, after all, what do you really have in hand? A piece of paper, a promise, a passbook. The only reason you can really feel good about your holding is because it's backed by something. I mean, you are glad it's not Confederate dollars you got, right? The truth of the matter is, especially in these days, it's nice to know that what you hold is backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. Full faith and credit. Our text this morning attributes some remarkable things to faith. For example, by faith, the people of old received their commendation. By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the Word of God. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain. And through his faith, though he died, he still speaks. And the list goes on. By faith, Enoch was taken up to heaven without ever dying. By faith, Noah built the ark. If you check out the rest of Hebrews chapter 11, faith enabled Sarah to conceive a son, enabled Abraham to sacrifice Isaac, enabled Moses to lead the Israelites through the Red Sea. Faith brought down the walls of Jericho, raised up the dead, shut lions' mouths. Fabulous thing, this faith. Hebrews chapter 11, sometimes called the Faith Hall of Fame, attributes all of this and more to faith. We attribute some remarkable things to faith too, don't we? Like Enoch, by faith, we are pleasing to God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with faith in Jesus Christ, the sin that so displeases the Father is taken away, forgiven. We've been reconciled with God. All by faith. We proclaim faith. We encourage faith. We call upon our people to come to faith. When a member is ill. We want his or her loved ones to have faith. In lean economic times, we want our people to have faith. When a congregation is staring down the possibility of a major building program, we want our folks to step out in faith. But then, the treasurer of the congregation, whom you always thought was a little too conservative with the money, brings you back to earth. "That's well and good, Pastor," he says, "but the banks don't give credit for faith." Maybe we shouldn't either. Full faith and credit. You know, all of those remarkable things that our text attributes to faith, it doesn't credit to faith. Full credit for all of these remarkable things of faith belongs elsewhere. If we were to give credit to faith, then we'd really be trusting in faith itself. And if we were trusting in faith itself, then very quickly we would also be looking to ourselves. "Hey, maybe the building won't get built because my faith isn't strong enough. Maybe Mom died because I didn't trust enough that God would heal her. Maybe I'm not pleasing to God because my faith isn't what it should be." That's not what our text teaches about faith. The writer of the Hebrews says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." The ESV does an excellent job of this, really. Faith is not, as the King James and New King James would suggest, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith really isn't the substance at all. We don't trust faith to make all of these wonders happen. Full credit for faith belongs elsewhere. Assurance, conviction, is not what assures and convinces. Assurance, conviction, is simply being assured, being convinced that standing behind, backing up our holdings is something else or someone else. So good to know that. That's the reason we Christians can feel good about what we hold. Thank God, faith didn't have anything to do with making the universe. Faith isn't something better in my offering than in the next guy's. Faith isn't even the substance of the thing that pleases God. Thank God, faith doesn't get the credit for all of the blessings of faith. So much better, so much more reliable, faith is simply being assured that a gracious God made everything that is seen, so that he owns and operates it quite apart from ourselves. Faith is nothing more than even the weakest trust that the eternal God himself was the acceptable sacrifice that makes all of our little offerings acceptable. Faith is simply believing, however weakly, that God is pleased with us. Because Jesus Christ pleased the Father by going to the cross on our behalf. Standing behind our faith is always the cross of Jesus. We can be assured. We can hold conviction because backing up everything we have is Christ, the one who never changes, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, whose atoning sacrifice is set in stone and in blood for all forever. That's where full credit for faith belongs. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.